Esther chapter 8. On that day did the king Ahasuerus give to the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, to Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was to her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spoke yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter towards Esther. And so Esther arose and stood before the king and said, "If it pleases the king, and if I found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I am pleasing in his eyes, then let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews which are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred?" Then the king Ahasuerus said to Esther the queen and to Mordecai the Jew, "Look, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hung him upon the gallows because he laid his hand upon the Jews. You also write for the Jews, as it likes you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse." And then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is, the month Sivan, on the 23rd day of it. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded to the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and to the deputies and rulers of the provinces which are from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, to every province according to the writing of it, and to every people after according to their language, and to the Jews according to their writing and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by posts upon horseback, and riders on mules, and camels, and young dromedaries, and wherein the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves together, and to stand for their life, and to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, a copy of the writing for a commandment to be given in every province was published to all the people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves upon their enemies. So the posts that rode upon mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment, and the decree was given at Shushan the palace. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, wherever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness and a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. End of chapter 8.